Florida U.S. Senator Marco Rubio is still pondering a run for the White House, and Democrats are already taking shots at Rubio, especially on his big issue, immigration. Some are claiming he has backtracked on favoring immigration reform that includes a pathway to citizenship for people in this country illegally now. One of those Democrats is the Democratic National Committee Chair, Florida Congresswoman Debbie Wasserman Schultz. PolitiFact checked out her immigration criticism of Rubio, and PolitiFact's Josh Gillen is here to tell us what they found out. Hi, Josh.
Hello, Craig.
Josh, Wasserman Schultz recently said of Rubio's stand on immigration, he was for immigration reform and a pathway to citizenship before he was against it. Was Rubio for it before he was against it?
Well, in this case, we gave the Democrat statement a ruling of mostly false, and that's because there seems to be some kind of confusion about the way Rubio wants to approach this issue. Now, he was part of a bipartisan group in 2013 that proposed a bill in the Senate that would have said that undocumented immigrants could have sought what was called registered provisional immigrant status. That's not quite the same as getting a green card, but it would have allowed them to stay in the country. After 10 years, they could apply for a green card for that permanent residency. And when you have a green card, there's a process in place already that you can apply for citizenship. Now, that bill died. It didn't go anywhere. Nothing happened with it. It didn't prove very popular. But now in Rubio's new book, which is part of what this discussion is about, he's trying to sell that book, American Dreams. He has said that now he thinks, well, you know, one big bill is not the best way to do it. We need to do a bunch of smaller bills. We need to do this piecemeal. Experts we talked to said that that's not really anything different policy-wise than what he said before, but detractors have said that by doing that, what it allows Congress to do is kind of kick the can down the road, to use the popular euphemism, and never really address the residency issue.
And now for something completely different, Josh, let's move on to health care. Obamacare still being debated, and how to cut the high cost of health care is part of that conversation, of course. The Florida Chamber of Commerce has weighed in opposition to any expansion of Medicaid under the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, even though it is admitting that poor uninsured residents cost everybody a lot of money. In fact, the chamber says that insured Floridians pay about $2,000 for every hospital stay to cover the cost of the uninsured. Is that accurate?
Well, we rated this one half true. And the really big problem with this is that it doesn't seem that any agency, state or private, really keeps information the way that they're presenting it. And that is how much it costs an insured patient in order to pay off the services that have been given to an uninsured patient. In this case, we asked the Chamber of Commerce how they did it. And they said that they took an index hospital, a quote, urban hospital. They didn't tell us which one, and they calculated the actual expenses, the unpaid expenses that an uninsured patient get, and then divided it by the number of hospital stays for insured patients. When they broke it down, they said that they came up with this arbitrary range, somewhere between $1,700 and $2,300. That's where they got about $2,000. But moreover, it didn't really kind of give the specifics that would to really break down those numbers. Although a lot of experts we talked to said, well, you know, the root of the idea is there, that uninsured patients do cost insured patients. You got to figure some of those expenses are spread across the people who are actually paying.
Josh Gillen of PolitiFact Florida, trying to figure out health care costs is kind of like trying to read your hospital bill.
Yeah, but you can rest assured that we here at PolitiFact will never get sick of trying to figure it out.